It's a Friday morning around 8:15, and every week around this time, we have a weekly feed where we talk food, food, food. We've got Tung in the studio from the Noodlies blog, of course. How are you, Tung?
I'm really good, Mick. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for coming on in. Even without a Mitch here, we've got to keep these weekly feeds going.
We've got to feed ourselves, don't we?
Exactly. I'm sure Mitch is feeding himself right now, lounging, having breakfast, waking up late. You know, that's what you do when you have a day off.
Let's see, we can't make him feel sort of jealous that he's not here.
That's right. That's right. Now, every week you come in and you give us, well, not every week, but every few weeks you come in and you have a chat about some food that you've discovered recently or that you want to bring up. So what have you got this week?
Well, this week it's less than, it's actually more than just one food. This week it's all about quantity, not quality.
Excellent.
So we all love a good cheap feed. Mm-hmm. And I just thought today I give your listeners not just one choice, but 53 different choices.
Oh.
It's like a smorgasbord, really.
It sure is.
I think Sydney's probably the most spoiled for choice when it comes to food courts in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Where our population, we think, is actually growing, but really, if we compare ourselves to Asia, I don't think we're, as big as those mega cities.
Yeah, sure.
But we have 4 food courts. Now, the oldest, actually, is Dixon Court.
Yes, very famous, and they've got some fantastic, there's always specials. I mean, you've come in and you've told us about some of the special ones at Dixon Court.
So. Well, it's going through a bit of revival because it's a bit kind of old and shabby, but now it's really going through a bit of revival. Apart from that hot pot place, which I've told you, DIY, you come, go along, pick your food, they cook it for you. They've got this place, and I have to mention them because I've got a lot of love for them. So a barista has gone in to open up a taco bar.
Oh.
The tacos are great, but people walking by and doing double takes because they're in a Chinatown food court and there's the taco bar.
So it's full on Mexican tacos.
Well, Mexican tacos by white boy. That's why he's called it Ghost Boy, by white boy. And that has Asian sort of fusion in it.
Wow.
And people, I see people going by literally doing double takes. It should be in Surrey Hills,
yeah,
but it's in a food court. So I do need to mention him. But that's the oldest. It's going through a Dixon House is going through a big revival.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the hippest food court is Eating World, and that's got Gamshara ramen. So
yep,
that's a guy who cooks his ramen in 3 different pots. He keeps on boiling the broth down until it's really recondensed, moving it to another pot, boiling it further down, right, until it's kind of reduced. It's a thick collagen-rich,
wow,
sort of bowl of ramen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the hippest. The one that's going through a bit of a low at the moment is the Sussex Centre, which is upstairs from the Pilo Sussex Centre.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just got this Sparrow's Mill coming in. It's a Korean place that does Korean fried chicken, like 8 different types of Korean fried chicken, different fillings, different sauces, and that's kind of helping them a little bit. So that's something that's really worth trying.
Now, there's a bit of a misconception, right? Like, I think people think that you go to a food court, maybe you're not going to get the best food. But from what you've been saying, there are some real gems in some of these food courts that maybe people overlook because they think, oh, it's a food court, I'm not going to go there for good food. But, it's quite surprising.
Mick, you came in at the right time.
Yes?
So in Sussex, food court, which is where we're at the moment, we've got a ramen place called Ramen Ikkyu. And so your listeners might know, but that he was a one-star chef.
Right.
One-hatted chef.
Yeah, yeah.
Who decided, if I had enough of the restaurant sort of worrying about the servers, worrying about,
how many seats are filled each night. Yeah.
Exactly. People who don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So he came and opened up a tiny ramen place, and he said, I don't have to worry about it. Someone worries about washing up the dishes, someone collects the bowls. I just go and sort out the ramen. And it's about generating volume, not margin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one, and it's the newest one, which is the Market City Food Court.
Yeah, right.
It's I call it probably the most accessible because it's the biggest in size, and it's got a lot of natural light, and it's new, and it's relatively clean, and it's probably the most international. It's got Indian, it's got modern Australian, it's got Korean, it's got. But what it does have is, and I rate it, the best pho place yes. in the CBD.
And I've had them, and they're really, really good. You're right.
And it goes to your point. He's actually a chef, and he's actually had restaurants all around Sydney for 30 years.
Right.
And he's another one who's had enough of the late hours because he's getting on. So he just says, I just want to work, you know, 9 to 5, shut up and go home. But his pho is brilliant for the $10-$11 you pay for it.
Ah, super cheap. Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing. A lot of these food courts, the food is very cheap and still good quality. So it's worth checking out, I reckon. You're right. Very good. Well, thank you very much for that. I think, maybe we'll all reconsider where we're going to eat sometimes and think, well, we'll go check out the food court and see what's up there. There's definitely enough choice up there.
There's no shortage of choices.
Well, thanks a lot,
thanks,
Tung. And, of course, you can check out the Noodlies blog, which we'll link to on the podcast. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.